This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday morning. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, right here to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live. That's their website. And, of course, we also broadcast to numerous Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the largest cities in the country. And we're broadcasting to some of the best of the independent stations scattered here, there, and everywhere. And we're very happy to be heard, however you're listening to us, as well as on the Internet. Radio Waves in Germany is playing us over there. That's Maria and Company. And then we've got Radio Guarana over in India. We've got quite a large contingent over there listening to us right now. And we're on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans in EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch, as well as the over-the-road truck drivers, that's the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the 18-wheel drivers, and our FedEx, and UPS drivers, and, of course, Felix and the bulk mail haulers out there. Appreciate everything you guys are doing, getting the mail delivered. And our suicide jockeys hauling gas and all the different oil-related products all across the countryside. Now, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook. We have the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over there for you to look at. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's Truth Social Media website. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, we're going to go out to California, where at least it's not raining where Kyle is at the moment, but Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is out there. It's probably hotter than a three-fisted billy goat. So, Kyle, good morning.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. It was in the high 80s, maybe almost 90 today, but about 68 right now.
All righty, and of course, there's a lot of rain up in the Northeast tonight. Just happened to take a look here. East of the Hudson River and Vermont and New Hampshire and northwestern Maine and down into the western part of Connecticut. They're all getting rain up through there right now. So that's just changed from the last report we gave to right now. So how about that?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
All right. Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because we emphasize them. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we certainly hope that you'll get it. Now, back to the drawing board here. Wall Street is now lining up behind the 2024 Republican presidential alternatives to Donald Trump, whoever that might happen to be. Where do you think this is going?
Well, this is a very interesting story because certainly, you know, President Trump is certainly on the forefront right now in all the polls. He seems to be handily beating all the other Republican candidates, as it were. But if you have some of these high-level donors, they're called finance executives, basically, it looks like they're spreading out a lot of their money over some of these other candidates rather than Donald Trump. So for what reason? Are they looking at the indictments? Are they thinking that something else is going to happen? Is there another shoe that's going to drop? We don't know, but some of these other candidates are reaping the benefits of that.
Well, based on Donald Trump's past performance and what he was able to do when he came in the first time as an outsider, and now that he's got a little bit more experience and he would know how to pick people that could get the job done even better than what he did before, everybody's assuming that this would be even better if he were to get into office. Now, is that a fair assumption?
Well, I think that's what the expectation would certainly be, and certainly Donald Trump, and there were so many unforced errors, not the least of which was not getting the resignations of all these different government employees coming into office, but picking the right people for the right job is always a very, very difficult thing to do, so we'll see how it would go. It'd be interesting to see if Trump actually starts talking about who he would want in any particular jobs, not necessarily candidates who are running right now, but other options that he might have.
Well, you mentioned the candidates, because he did say that some of the people that are running right now he would consider as cabinet people.
Well, that's right. That's right. So we'll see. But also, of course, Trump is far and away with the donations right now. So I know some of these other candidates, all the other ones, I guess you lump them into one thing, are definitely wanting to get whatever contributions they can. We know that Ron DeSantis, I think they let go some the number.
Yes,
I think was about 10. I think it was about 10 employees right now. But the messages are certainly have to be retooled to some extent.
Yeah. Now, a White House advisor, and this might have been Frenchie, I'm not sure who it was, pounded the podium defending the foundational sacred obligation to fund military abortions. Really?
Yeah, I think it was National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, I believe.
The admiral.
Yeah, John Kirby. He was, talking about defending the idea for abortion funding for service members. He tied that also to retention, I believe.
It was never a benefit when I was in, to my knowledge. Oh well. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to being over at Mission Barbecue today. We always have a great time there, always have great people. Veterans show up. Police, firefighters, EMTs, people in emergency services. We also get some of the pilots that come in there, some of the deputies that are over there working the range or going to the classes that they have over there. So it's always a good time there, Mission Barbecue lunchtime, when we're there on Tuesdays. So come on over and join us on West Waters Avenue from 11 to 1. And also, while you're doing stuff, check out Relief Factor, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The 1995 3-week quick start, give it a shot. It's all natural. Maybe it might help you get out of pain. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, we got a caller again here. Let me go back over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky, Michigan.
All right. Listen to us on the big 660 up there. What's what? Now, you were talking about something when we were doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, so take it away.
Well, I was recalling about when I was younger, because I'm like 64 years old now. And I remember triple-digit temperatures when we were farming when I was younger.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and a little statement I want to just bring up before I go too far is there ain't nothing new under heaven. Ain't nothing new under heaven.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, and I've also been, when they're talking about these Canadian fires.
Yeah.
I was reading in this here one book that I bought, Linaquino and Other Uses of North American Plants by Charlotte Erickson Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking the same thing happened back in the earlier years of this part of the country, where the Native Americans up in Canada were burning off the trees, and people down in Michigan and these other states were having trouble with their eyes, like, and their lungs.
Well, you know why they burn the woods, the underbrush and whatnot. It's called mitigation. We do it down here in Florida to open up the floor so that of the woods and whatnot, so you can be able to maneuver through that. Makes it better for the wildlife and for nature in general because it grows back.
Yeah, I know that. But what I was saying is the effect. They were talking about the effects in this book, and they were having the same thing nowadays.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, sir.
Have a good day now.
Thank you very much for the call, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, and Kyle, you said goodbye to you too there. Now, I want to get into some things here because we've got a lot of stuff still to cover. Joe Biden's campaign staff added a former White House aide who's no stranger to the fundraising efforts, Cedric Richmond. Tell us about him.
Well, what we know that, of course, he used to be senior advisor to Biden, and he was the White House director of public engagement, I believe, and he's confidant to President Biden. Now he's going to be coming back, and he's going to come back for the campaign, basically. And as we know, you know, the White House campaign touted the other day that Joe Biden had some $72 million or raised this much money, but of course, it kind of pales to what Trump might have, or even DeSantis might have, I think, at this point.
Well, when you add the money up that Biden and the Democrats have got, because that's the Democrats' money, that's not just Biden, okay? When you add the money up, and you add the Republicans' money up, and all the different candidates that are there, it's about 2-1 Republican versus Democrat total.
Well, right. So there is a dearth. There are a gap, actually. And so obviously they're concerned about that, even though their strategy is going to be to keep President Biden pretty much in the White House as a Rose Garden president, for obvious reasons. He can't go out and take the pounding on the campaign trail. We all know that. But they are looking at this very seriously, I think, because they've got to be able to mount this campaign. And so I think this shift shows that they're very aware of that, and they've got to try to get something going.
Well, if he doesn't get out and pound some of the campaign pavement himself, it's going to make it a much easier case to throw back at him that he can't do it physically. He's not physically capable of doing it, and that's not going to bear well for him.
No, it's not. And a little bit of levity here. You know, he can't go out there and start nibbling on other children. I mean, this is ridiculously bad. They can't let him out there loose because they don't know what he's going to do or say.
Well, somebody made a mistake when he got up there and nibbled on that kid's ear and got the kid crying, and it upset a bunch of people. I'm not so sure it upset the parents per se because they were laughing along with it, but a whole bunch of other people said this guy's a pervert.
Well, it just looks really creepy, you know, and nobody expected him to do that. I think that was a lot of nervous laughter, like, oh my gosh, the president is doing this. What do we do? You know, and because I think they were startled by it, for one thing.
Now, a judge has blocked Iowa's 6-week abortion ban, at least temporarily.
That's exactly right. It was just a few days ago, the measure had been signed into law. So this, of course, is going to mean that there's going to be no 6-week rule right now until further notice. But this, of course, tracks with, for example, the law that was signed into law by Governor DeSantis in Florida, very similar.
And I want you to feel really secure and right on top of things with this comment by Janet Yellen. She said, and I quote, "I see no U.S. recession on the horizon."
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, it's okay, folks. Don't worry about it. You can. It's all fine.
Bidenomics will save us all.
Well, that's right. And again, that's all part of the messaging. Even though people are saying to themselves, "My gosh, I can't buy stuff at the grocery store." We don't just have inflation. We have shrinkflation. We have all these problems, and they want to come out there every single day and try to explain to you how you're wrong. And people don't think that's cool.
So rather than hopping in a hot air Chinese balloon, John Kerry jetted off to China in that private jet, to talk climate change again amid the questions over his airplane use.
Yeah, he didn't take a slow balloon to China, that's for sure. He's talking about we need genuine cooperation. And so what this sort of is doing is they're trying to get some kind of common thing that transcends the obvious tensions that are happening between not just China and the United States, but China and the rest of the world, basically. And something else I think is really important. You know, countries like China aren't necessarily going green, and countries like Russia aren't necessarily going green. But we seem to have to be doing this, and to some degree it puts us at a disadvantage. And you want to talk about pollution, I know that China's been a huge contributor to that. So hopefully John Kerry's pointing some of that stuff out, but don't hold your breath.
Well, that's it in a nutshell. Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's his wife's plane.
Yeah, I remember that. And he doesn't sell ketchup, he just delivers it.
I guess so, but honestly, you know, I think as we go through this campaign, this election, Captain, and the more stuff that John Kerry's out there doing, the more stuff and the more failures that we're seeing on the international stage and the embarrassments, I think it's going to start to become pretty clear, and hopefully the GOP will be capitalizing on that.
You know, he's also in the pickle business, so maybe he's giving away some of those pickles.
Very possibly so.
Unbelievable. Well, we don't know what's next. All right. Now, let's see. Where's my clock here? All right. We still got about 20 seconds. Just very briefly here, there's a lot of goings-on on the Hill, Capitol Hill, and I don't know what we're going to see next or who's going to be accused of what, but there are a number of people that are coming to testify in front of these various committees this week that are in a position to really sway things one way or the other.
Yes, I think you're right. We'll stay tuned for that.
All right, well, I hear the music coming up now, so you hang on. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm going to have Kathy take us to break because we need to hear that lovely voice from Kathy. Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Moscow is pulling out of a grain deal with Ukraine that could cripple global food supplies. The agreement had allowed Ukrainian agricultural products to pass through the Black Sea without Russian interference. Ukraine supplies 10% of the world's wheat market. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging the Senate to confirm more than 60 State Department nominees who've been blocked by a handful of Republicans.
These delays are undermining our national security. and they're weakening our ability to deliver for the American people.
He said nominees are being blocked for leverage on unrelated issues, calling it irresponsible. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is revealing a list of Supreme Court appointments if he's elected president. The list of candidates includes Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Utah Senator Mike Lee. Ramaswamy said the list includes candidates with an originalist understanding of the Constitution. John Schaefer, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only advanced podiatry and wound care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but advanced podiatry and wound care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, by the way, when you have an opportunity, if you're in the area, you're visiting, you're coming through, maybe you're staying here for a few days, maybe you've got some issues with your feet, or maybe you've got some swelling, which is a sign of something else, could be anyway, give them a call, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They might be able to help you the way they did me, because some of that stuff that's going on could cost you your life, and I'm being very serious when I say that. When your legs swell up and you have fluid going on in there, which is what's causing that to happen. So check them out, 727-896-4615. They help me. They can help you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, the EPA is estimating that 70% of vehicles that would be on the road would be electric by the year 2032. I'm saying it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's pretty optimistic. You know, I don't know that that's really going to happen yet. One of the things we're dealing with here, Captain, is this idea of mandating. This is where we're going with this. But I really do think if we were seeing electric vehicles supplanting gas-powered engines organically, we might be talking about an entirely different thing. Mission-specific, that's one thing. People might commute certain distances. Electric cars might make real good sense. But we can't go the way we're going right now, thinking that we're just going to get manufacturers to stop producing gas-powered engines. We're going to get rid of gas. We're going to all this stuff. Our country's going to grind to a halt. If we're going to do this, we have to do it properly. And it has to be organic.
Wait till you hear this. We know there aren't enough electric charging stations for the electric vehicles, right?
Of course, exactly.
So the electric vehicles are driving around looking for electric charging stations. Maybe they're in their book, maybe they're not. Let's say they pull up on one and they see an electric charging station in a parking lot and they go, oh, there we go. And they pull up and they try to choke it up to make it charge. But they're not driving a Tesla and it's for a Tesla. Did you know the plugs are different?
Well, that's right. That's why there's this, they're trying to sort of converge. It'd be like if you had a computer model, but its USB ports were very different than everybody, other USB ports for its, you know, another computer. It's too much. So there has to be some kind of standardization in this. And there are moves to make that standardization a reality. You know, it's still taking time. And we're having to talk about the grid. The grid can't even handle it.
I don't think a company that has, say, Teslas that their people are driving around in because they're salespeople or delivery people or whatever, I don't think a company that has that for their vehicles wants to have any adaptation there so somebody else can come in and charge their electric vehicle, their Hyundai or their whatever.
Well, and we'll see. I know I'd seen something about Tesla trying to make that occur, but certainly standardization would be the only. It's like a gas nozzle. It has to fit cars. I mean, otherwise, well, you know, you've got huge problems.
I have actually started to see with my own eyes and ears people pulling in trying to charge an electric vehicle on a pole that had nothing to do with the kind of car they were driving. And then they went, oh, but wait a minute. I can't get the plug in there trying to figure out how to fumble around and get it in there and all that stuff. But I've actually seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, yeah. And so it takes time to change. But the other big problem, though, too, Captain, is that if say you're on your way to Las Vegas, you know, for a getaway weekend from Orange County to Las Vegas, Nevada, and you need to stop in Baker, and you need to get some electricity. Well, you got to stay in Baker for a long time while your car charges up. You're not there for 5 minutes, and you know, and I've stopped in Baker, I don't know how many countless times, mm-hmm. and put gas in the vehicle for just that reason. And you get something get something cold to drink.
That's why it's $7 a gallon out there in the middle of nowhere, whatever.
Exactly.
Now here's an idea. How about if we start equipping these electric cars with sails? Just hoist up your sail and away you go.
That's right. Well, then you'd have to tack, you have to do all this stuff, but exactly. But because there's a ridiculous quality to this so far, that it takes too long, and if you're a trucker and you have to stop and charge your big truck battery,
that's not going to happen either.
Well, precisely. And so this is going to slow down the deliveries.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. It's not cost effective. They'd have to charge a fortune for the freight. You think you're seeing high prices now in the stores? Wait till they do that if they had to go electric and slow their deliveries down and all that stuff. The prices would double. That's just an estimate on my part, and I'm probably low. Now, New York City is going to pay out $2 billion to black Hispanic people who failed the teaching exam, saying the test was racist. What the hell is this?
Yeah, this is what we're hearing. Yes, to black and Hispanic people, they're definitely going to be getting. This was set aside under the previous administration, right? The previous mayor, they believe somehow that the test was not fair in some way, shape, or form. And of course, they're calling it racist. So what's happening is people who took the test and they didn't pass are going to be treated, in a nutshell, as if if they passed the test and became teachers and worked for a time in the teaching, and so they're getting upwards of $1 million for this payout.
Has Charles Barkley gone woke on us?
Good question. He's gone something.
He's taken aim at the rednecks and the what he's calling a-holes in some explicit Bud Light speech at a bar.
Yes, that's right. And he's telling everybody he wants everybody to drink this blankety-blank beer. I want you all to drink this blankety-blank beer, he said in a video. Evidently, he first put that onto TikTok. And so, I don't know. I guess he's trying to communicate his displeasure with what has been this huge boycott of Bud Light.
Now, Goldman has slashed their recession forecast again amidst the slowing inflation. However, we are not out of the woods, and I'm going to have quite a conversation with Chris Markowski about this. We're not out of the woods, even though things have slowed down. And they keep talking about, you know, Biden inflation, wages are higher, this, that, and the other. They're not back to where they were pre-COVID.
Well, no, and if you take a look at how long it's taken to get to this point, one or two, you know, news stories or one or two comments by some economist somewhere, and this, of course, this is a pretty important economist, the Goldman Sachs chief economist, but even so, nothing's going to turn around right now. We're going to have to see where the proof's in the pudding, because something else could drop tomorrow and we continue on this road. So it has to be cumulative, and we have to see a trend over time. But these stories do go into the political factor of everything to say, oh, well, all right, no, things are turning around. It's not going to be a bad recession. And Janet Yellen just told us so.
Well, I believe that.
Right. Yeah, because again, it's about the messaging. I think the Democrat Party elite, Captain, are absolutely terrified about the economy. They do believe that, generally speaking, people are going to vote based on the economic conditions. But there's so many social issues that are incredibly polarizing right now. They're going to try to capitalize on that as well.
Okay. Well, they need to be. Okay. We got about 20 seconds till the break. When we come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and oh, by the way, I'm going to just refresh my screen real quick. Looks like we got a little bit of a change in the weather. The heat is still moving further to the east, and the schmutz is starting to show up even more. Now we got it way up in Maine, Kyle, way up in Maine.
Yeah, that's really something.
My goodness, and the rain is getting a little bit smaller, but it's still up there in New England and eastern New York, up the east side of the Hudson River. So you hang on there, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we'll be back with Ma here on the Radio for you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
is that group?
Well, I know it's Jeff Beck.
No, it's not Jeff Beck, but it's one of his songs.
Yeah.
It's Stone the Crows.
It's a cover, but it's a cover, though, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. It's Stone the Crows with back in 1973, Going Down. And I want to tell you, you talk about a performance. I mean, my goodness. That's Maggie and that fantastic band, Maggie.
Very cool.
Yep. All right. Well, drill enough down there so we don't have to worry about it. Okay. Well, Mr. Kyle, tell us what's going on out west, please.
All right, well, we continue to see the very bad air quality hanging over most of the state of Montana, mostly in the east, though, and you definitely got a lot of that particulate matter coming in from those Canadian wildfires. It's going to be east again, with including Billings, Harve, Glasgow, Miles City, Brodus, and a little bit over a little bit more west towards Conrad and Browning. This is going to be just pretty much northwest of Great Falls as well, so be careful in that area, especially if you're sensitive to that. Heat advisories starting in southern Colorado down I-25, south of Colorado Springs, all of New Mexico, all of the Arizona under heat advisory or extreme heat warning. That's mostly in the southern part, and of course Las Vegas, Nevada, also the high desert of California, southern California, over towards Riverside counties and down through San Diego counties, sticking mostly east of San Diego and Los Angeles right now. But it is going up Highway 395 up through Bishop with that excessive heat warning going on right now. So definitely be careful in those areas. And the rain we saw on the radar map last hour around Prescott starting to dissipate a little bit. So hopefully it's not going to interfere too much if you're trucking through that area right now in Arizona. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, from the Canadian line down I-29 down to Fargo, we've got the Schmutz alert going on there. Also over into about 30 or 40 miles of Minnesota all the way down to I-94 on the Minnesota side. So there you go. Other than that, Minnesota's looking good tonight. So, George, you can go out and breathe the air where you're at and probably not have any trouble. But if you're coming down into Nebraska, two-thirds of Nebraska all the way over to Omaha and all the way over there to the south side of Nebraska down there where Missouri comes together with Nebraska and Iowa, southeastern corner. You've got the Schmutz alert going on there as well as two-thirds of the way straight west out of there. And just going to be a bad, miserable day for being out there in the air if you have to go out and breathe and whatnot. You got to take that into consideration. Plus, we're going to have some of the high heat advisory in the central southern part of Nebraska on top of everything else. Now, down into Kansas, the southern part of Kansas, all the way over into the southwestern corner of Missouri, which would be Joplin, which would be Springfield, which would be Branson. You're going to have a high heat advisory that'll cover all of Oklahoma. And coming across I-40 into Little Rock, you're going to have 100-plus degree temperatures from about Oklahoma City. And that'll be there. Plus, we'll have the rest of Arkansas will be under a high heat advisory as well. Over in Texas, the whole state's under a high heat advisory. Coming out of El Paso, going east all the way to Pensacola, Florida, you're going to be in the high heat all the way down to the Mexican border. And the central part of Texas, to include the Dallas Metroplex, as well as Fort Worth, as well as San Antonio, you're going to have 100-plus degree temperatures, so be advised of that. We've got some flooding in the northwestern corner of Louisiana tonight, as well as over by the eastern end of Lake Pontchartrain. We've got some flooding in the upper part of Mississippi tonight, as well as down around Jackson, so there's some water in that area where they've had the storms during the week and whatnot. And then the next big high heat area is going to be South Florida, south of Lake Okeechobee, east-west all the way down to the Keys. So there you go. And that's going to be the really, really hot stuff. It's going to be warm where I'm at because right now we've got temperatures. Let's see here. We've got temperatures at 83 on one side of the building and 83 on the other side. Okay, so we're evening up at 83. We dropped 1 degree since I went on the air. The Schmutz alert in upstate New York. Yep, upstate New York, I-81 all the way down into Pennsylvania. The bottom down there, you're going to have very poor air quality, as well as the mountains of Maryland and most of North Carolina, I-95 west into the mountains. You're going to have very poor air quality. You're going to have poor air quality north and west of Atlanta, Georgia. And also, there is some rain still. The east side of the Hudson River in upstate New York from about Poughkeepsie north up to the Canadian line, there is some rain and some flooding still going on in Vermont and the northern part of Connecticut. Same thing for New Hampshire. There is some flooding going on there as well as the northwestern corner of Maine. Now, something that we just added to the wrinkle tonight, way up in the northern part of Maine, going up into Nova Scotia, up there by Presque Isle, you've got a poor air quality alert up there. That doesn't happen that much, so very unusual for those folks to have that happen tonight. Okay, Kyle, real quick, tell us how who sponsors the segment.
Well, folks, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You can find out more about them by going to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function, find the location nearest you, pull on in, get something cool to drink, get your supplies, get your fuel, get everything else that you need to get back on the road. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, we're going to go to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yep, and also you can check her out by going to the Denise Simon Experience, right, on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, obviously the Russians and the Ukraine folks are just livid about the bridge. Russia's livid about their bridge, and that was a main supply route for the trucks bringing supplies from Russia into Crimea, and they've really been out of shape about that because they've lost that one bridge that they built specifically to bring the big trucks and the heavy loads across. So now, no grain going anywhere, but Russia wants their grain.
Well, Russia's been known actually also to steal Ukraine's grain and sell it, but Russia's been selling record amounts of grain on the world market. So it's kind of like, well, oh, all of a sudden, where is that coming from? But when it comes to this bridge, you know, Putin is whining and crying because two people were killed and now there's an orphan child. Really, dude? How many children are orphaned in Ukraine?
Yeah.
How many innocent people has Putin killed in Ukraine?
Yep.
How many hospitals and schools has he bombed?
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after these messages. And your stations get a chance to take a break. And you'll probably hear some news and weather on your favorite station that you're listening to us on. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.